You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
It's The Breakfast Buzz with Nina and Nico.
Nico has a little boy named Justin. What happened at your house to this one-year-old baby? You said there was a noise?
He's running around right now.
Okay.
We took our eyes off of him for 1 second. Our place is pretty childproofed. All of a sudden, we heard this loud smack. We both looked up. He's face down with his head right on the coffee table. Oh my God.
It was like the corner.
Right on the leg. Like it's like a hard wood coffee table.
I know your coffee table.
He smacked the hell out of his head. He came up, there was a big black mark within seconds. Dana started screaming, "Oh my God, our son!" I was concerned, obviously.
Sure.
I jumped up, I grabbed him. And I'm telling you, the welt started growing within a couple minutes. We threw some ice on his head.
Didn't get busted open.
No, it didn't. Thank God it didn't get busted open.
Oh, no, but he has a knot.
He has a huge knot. And Dana was immediately like, let's take him to urgent care. Urgent care right now. Let's take him to the hospital. And I was like, whoa, let's not do that just yet. You know, it happens. Kid injuries happen all the time.
Yeah. I think that she did the right thing as a mom because she's going to be the one that's like, hey, let's do anything.
Right.
Anything to help my baby.
Save him.
Right. I remember when I was little, I think I was like 9. My brother was 4. So 4 or 5. Yeah. And we were playing sock wars. You know, you ball up a sock or a pair of socks and you make it a ball.
And you're whooping each other.
Exactly.
Right.
So you throw them at each other. And he was in the closet, like inside the closet. At the top, and he fell.
Oh.
And we went to urgent care. He had to wear a neck brace. He was the kid with the neck brace. He didn't break his neck. It was just sprained.
Oh my God.
But like, what kind of mom has a kid with the neck brace? Like, mom.
That was a bad look.
You know, but kids, I think it's very normal. What happened to Justin, your son? What happened to my brother? Kids get hurt at home.
Yeah.
And I know the Camel Nation has stories too. I know this.
Tell us your stories. 602-260-1079. We're talking kid home injuries.
Parents in the Camel Nation, this has happened to you, right? With your kids?
Hey, Patty and Gilbert. All right, tell us your story. What happened?
Okay, I'm on the playground. I'm about 4 years old, and I'm on those blocks that are like different levels. So I fall face forward. My parents are watching me at the time. They end up rushing me to the ER because I had to have stitches.
Ooh.
And, you know, as you said, you can't watch your kid 24/7, even if you are, stuff happens.
Right.
I'm 47 years old, and I still have a dent in my forehead from the stitches that I got when I was 4 years old, fell on the playground.
Ooh.
It happens. Kids are just... It happens.
I know. Nina's got a scar on the top of her head from something she did as a kid. I have one right across my forehead,
right here,
too. Stitches as a baby. It happens.
It happens, and I'm glad your little boy's going to be okay.
Aww.
And now when he gets older, you can show him the pictures. You can all laugh about it, you know, at his wedding one day. So.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Patty.
All right. Have a good day, guys. I love you. Bye.
All right. Amanda and Mesa, do you have a kid that hurt itself?
Actually, it was me and my little brother. When he was about 5 or 6 years old, he played Superman into the corner of a filing cabinet.
Ooh.
And busted his head open. And then 24 hours later, I was back in the same hospital. I was about 8 or 9. My same brother and I were playing tag, and I went to slam the door in his face, and I caught my finger in the door and tore it off.
Oh!
Oh!
What is wrong with you guys?
Nothing. They're
the
kids.
Hospital staff.
You must have given your parents a couple heart attacks. Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I need to know, where's your finger?
They sewed it back on.
Good. Good.
Oh. Yeah.
Yay. Oh.
It's been quite a story.
Oh, my God. Well, at least you're in one piece now, right?
Yeah, they sewed it back together. We're good.
Nice.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz.
People, listen up.
Listen up, all right?
Weekdays starting at 5:30 on the new Camel at 107.9.